Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to The Vanished ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts.
She was very outgoing. She was valedictorian of her high school class. Talkative. Just fun to be around. And very pretty. A nice person. I couldn't imagine the things we've been told about what these people did to her.
And we've heard rumors, you know, of what happened, who might have been involved. But there's been nothing that's been concrete enough to lead us to where she's at.
Hello, and welcome to episode 72 of The Vanished. 29-year-old Lila Faulkner disappeared from her home in Troy, Alabama on July 4th, 2016. In the days leading up to her disappearance, she and her boyfriend had broken up and she'd moved back in with her parents. She disappeared from their home that day and no one knows where she may have gone or whom she may have left with. Her family has spent the last 278 days looking for answers, but with little to no clues left behind, her disappearance is quite a mystery. Sadly, it isn't just her parents searching and worrying, but also her 8-year-old daughter. This is Lila's story. Audible offers thousands of popular favorites, exclusive new series, guided wellness programs, comedy, and exciting new voices in audio. As an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. The Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere, while traveling, working out, walking, doing chores, you decide. I like to listen a little bit each evening while I'm cooking dinner, and it's great for my evening walks too. Recently, I've been listening to Lay Them to Rest by Laura Norton. It's a fantastic audiobook. You don't want to miss it. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. That's audible.com/MIA or text MIA to 500-500. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. I've always had problems whether it was with the fit or quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist and you can find it at Skims. From cropped silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. You know that I've been wearing Skims for a long time, and recently tried one of their t-shirts. It's the best-fitting tee I've ever worn. Skims makes the best basics and foundations. I got the boyfriend t-shirt in Onyx, and it's so soft and comfortable. I want to wear it every day. It literally fits like a dream. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know I sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Lila has been described as outgoing, smart, and kind. She was so smart that she even graduated valedictorian of her high school class. She was starting over after a tough breakup of a relationship that had lasted about a year and a half. Just 2 days before she disappeared, she had moved in with her parents so she could get back on her feet. This wasn't a smooth transition of two people who decided to go their separate ways. Lila was very unhappy about it and even posted on Facebook about her breakup shortly before she vanished. On the morning of July 4th, Lila posted on Facebook that she was feeling hopeful, determined, motivated, and blessed. In that post, she included a video of a sermon titled, "Trying to Run Away from God." Lila wrote, "Well, there I go, has to be straight from God, customized just for me." The video was about drifting away from God and finding your way back. The tone of her post appeared to be quite positive and an indication that she was feeling hopeful about her future after the turmoil of this breakup. About midday, her family went across the street to a July 4th barbecue, while Lila stayed back. At the time, she was in the yard on her tablet. Later in the day, at 5:38 p.m., she posted again on Facebook, and this post had a totally different tone than the one from earlier in the morning. She talked about her breakup and mentioned being left for a man and how she was unhappy about being given 2 days to leave the home that she had shared with her boyfriend and paid half the bills. She also thanked her family for helping and offering her a place to stay. She went on to talk in general terms about those who have been there for her and those who have not. thanking those who have supported her for renewing her sense of hope in the world and showing her compassion. When Leela's family came back from the barbecue, she was still there, but sometime later, she disappeared. She never told anyone that she was going anywhere, and she also didn't leave an electronic trail to where she may have gone. Leela's case is one that Halo's Investigations is looking into. So I spoke to both Leela's mom, Susan, and Barbara Hastings from Halo's to try to get you as much information as possible. The thing about Leela's case is, it's like she dropped off the face of the planet that evening, and no one saw or heard a thing, which has led there to be more questions than answers in this case. Leela's mom, Susan, told me about the day she went missing.
It was the 4th of July, and we had went over to my brother's house for barbecue because it was the 4th, and Leela didn't go with us. And we left there, we went straight back home, which is right across the road, very close, and Leela was there then, but it was a couple hours later, she left out of the yard. We don't know if she got in a vehicle with someone or if she walked down the road. And all of the woods around our house have been searched by the cadaver dogs. So we know she's not there. But we don't know if someone picked her up and who might have picked her up. She had just moved back in the house with us 2 days because she was living with her boyfriend for a year and a half, and they had broke up, and she just moved back home. And then she disappeared. That was on Saturday, and then Monday, she disappeared.
When I spoke to Barbara from Halo's, she told me about the only other communication that they've been able to find besides the Facebook post that Leela had made.
And the only other communication that we found was where she was Facebook messaging with the ex-boyfriend.
You would think that maybe those Facebook messages would have helped them figure out where Leela may have gone that night, but unfortunately, they didn't.
We even got into her Facebook account, and none of the messages was nothing saying, come pick me up or I'll meet you anywhere.
One thing that Barbara was able to tell me was that they did get the IP address from Leela's Facebook activity that evening, and they could see that her last posts were made while she was still at home on her parents' Wi-Fi network. After that, Leela's digital footprints just stopped. No one knows if someone came and picked her up that night, or if she decided to possibly go for a walk. One thing that I wondered about is if she could have tried to walk to a store that night. I asked Susan if this was a plausible thing for her to do from their home, or if it would have been just too far to walk.
Oh, no, We live, a drive is about a 20-minute drive, so walking is way out of the question.
I wanted to know more about this ex-boyfriend. I did try to reach out to him, but I didn't get any kind of response. Barbara told me about his involvement in the search for Leela.
Well, as far as searching for her or putting out flyers or anything like that, you know, physically legwork, he hasn't done anything.
We know that she had been messaging her ex that day. Barbara explained the nature of those messages.
You know, it wasn't real friendly talk. You know, you could tell that she was upset. He appeared to be upset over some things because he kept asking, you know, he had asked her for some money and she was trying to tell him that she didn't have any money because she needed to get a place to live. And he claimed that she broke some things of his, you know, and he was wanting a repayment for that or something. He said he needed it to pay bills. So that's the only communication that we can find that she had with anybody on the phone.
Susan told me that he's been cooperative with the sheriff's department and even took a polygraph last week.
They just did a polygraph test on him last week, and the results were kind of sketchy. They couldn't say if it was negative or, you know, positive that he had seen her or been with her when she disappeared, but They were supposed to also polygraph another person that was the suspect, and he didn't come. He didn't show up at all, which the sheriff's department is, they're looking for him right now.
So who was this other person? He isn't someone that Lila's family knew.
It's a random person because we didn't know anything about the one that was supposed to come in. We had never heard of his name before.
What we don't know at this point is why law enforcement has become interested in this person and what their connection to Lila may be. Often the focus remains on those closest to the person who's missing, and it's easy to automatically assume her boyfriend is somehow involved, especially considering that their breakup was so recent. But it's interesting to note that law enforcement does have their eyes on someone else as well. Susan told me about a visitor they had show up one day at their home who told them a story about what happened to Lila.
We did have a man come to our house, and he told us that a guy out of Spring Hill had picked Lila up and had took her somewhere. He raped her and killed her. But when the sheriff's department went and picked him up to talk to him, he refused to talk. He said he didn't know. He kept telling them, well, I don't know anything. I don't know anything. And they said because of that, they couldn't arrest him because he denied even talking to us.
Just to clarify, the man who came to their home with this story, he is not the man who police are looking to polygraph. Also, the person that he claimed was involved is a different person as well. So we have the ex-boyfriend who took a polygraph, the man who was supposed to take a polygraph and hasn't, and then this guy who shows up at the Faulkner residence pointing the finger at somebody else. We know that not even a hint of where Lila may have been headed was found through her communications on her phone or her tablet. But her family has kept digging to see if maybe she used their home phone or possibly her mom's cell phone to make contact with someone.
We live way out in the country. We pulled our phone records from our house to see if there was any unusual numbers, and there was none. And we also pulled my phone records because my phone, it picks up everywhere. She used my phone a couple of times that day, and we didn't find anything unusual. The numbers that she did call or text, we knew who they were.
They've also tracked down Lila's financial transactions, and the last activity was from before she went missing.
That morning, on the 4th of July, I took her to the store that's up the road. It's probably about 5 miles up the road. I took her there, and she got her a couple packs of cigarettes, and that was it.
Barbara explained how this has left them with very little to go on.
Can't find anybody that saw her. Can't find anybody that talked to her. You know, we went through every call that she made prior to the 4th. We talked to people, you know, to find out who it was, who the number belonged to. If we didn't know, we would call it, find out. No one is acknowledging that they know anything.
We all know there are things in life that you have to compromise on, but when it comes to your health, there's no compromise. So don't settle for that one doctor that isn't really addressing your needs. Instead, check out ZocDoc, the place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable. And you can even search by location, availability, and insurance. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. You can filter specifically for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're searching for. The typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 and 72 hours. That's it. I use this, and you should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/vanished and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/vanished. ZocDoc.com/vanished. This message is sponsored by Greenlight. When you're a parent, you'll have your fair share of big talks with your kids. One of those big talks should involve money, and Greenlight can help with that. Greenlight is a debit card and money app for families. You can send your kids instant money transfers, get real-time notifications of spending, manage chores, and automate allowance. I've been using Greenlight with my older two kids for years. One thing that I love about it is that I can set up recurring or one-time chores, customized to my family's needs, and then my kids earn an allowance to reward them for a job well done. Not only does it motivate them to actually get the chores done, but it also teaches them a bit about financial literacy and independence. They're learning to earn, save, and spend wisely. So stop putting off the money talk and start putting your kids on the right path. Sign up for Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/vanished. That's greenlight.com/vanished to try Greenlight for free. One more time, that's greenlight.com/vanished.
As with most cases, the rumor mill has kept churning, but they haven't gotten any leads with much substance.
And we've heard rumors, you know, of what happened, who might have been involved, but there's been nothing that's been concrete enough to lead us to where she's at. I mean, we've talked to a lot of people, but it's like, you know, when somebody hears something on the street, then little things get added to it. The story starts changing up some, so trying to find out how much of it is accurate, if any.
The one story that still sticks out to Susan as believable is the one from the man who stopped by their house.
The guy that came to our house and told us that, what makes him so believable is he was detailed about things. That it just felt like it had to be true. You can't make stuff like that up.
Leela's family has gone out and searched areas on their own, often based on these rumors that they hear, looking to find any trace of Leela, but they haven't had any luck.
Which me and my husband have searched a lot of places. We've been by, you know, rivers and ponds and things like, and in wooded areas where we thought or where we had heard she might be, and we never got anything from it. So,
when someone goes missing, it's terrifying for everyone. But in this case, Leela has an 8-year-old daughter, which makes her absence even that much more heartbreaking. Susan told me what this has been like for her granddaughter, Madison.
About 2 months after Leela went missing, we got her in with a counselor. And the counselor told us, anything you do as far as looking for Leela, looking for her mom, let her be involved. So we've been pretty open about it, and she's handled it great. There's times that we see her crying. We know she's upset about it, but we just try to talk to her and keep her calm about it. I just don't want anything to be a shock to her. We try to keep her informed.
So what happened to Leela on July 4th, 2016? Is it possible that she could have just walked away from her life? Her family doesn't think so.
Absolutely not. Never. Never. Leela would never do that. And she would. Leela's always been the type of person. She loves to shop. She loves. Anytime she stops at a store, she's going to buy something. So if she was able to, I know she would be using her money that she had in the bank. And there was no activity after the 4th.
Did someone stop by the house and pick Leela up that evening? What are the chances of someone just randomly stopping over without there being any communication beforehand? Leela had only been living back at home with her parents for 2 days. Who would have known that she was there? If she wasn't picked up at her house, did she go for a walk and something happened? We know that the woods around the house were searched by cadaver dogs and nothing was found. No one reported seeing her out walking that evening, either. Could she have gone for a walk and someone picked her up, possibly an acquaintance or even a stranger? It's hard to tell what could have happened when you don't have much of anything pointing in one direction or another. She never even mentioned to anyone that she had any intentions of going anywhere that night. Lila was there at her parents' house communicating on Facebook, and then she was just gone. And all activity on her devices and bank accounts just stopped. Lila's father had a stroke a couple years ago, which has caused him to have some memory issues. They're hoping that by undergoing hypnosis, he may recall a memory from July 4th that could help them figure out what may have happened to Lila.
I mean, even if we would have seen a vehicle drive up in the yard, that would have given us something to go on. And right now, my husband's still not. My husband had a stroke 2 years ago, and he thinks he might have seen somebody come up in the yard when we got back, but we don't know for sure. And we don't know if it's because of the stroke that he can't remember this. But today, we just had an appointment with a hypnotist to do the hypnotherapy to see if we can go back to that day and pull up some of those memories and see if he might have seen something that he just has lapsed and can't remember because of his stroke.
At the time of Lila's disappearance, she was 5'6" tall and weighed between 125 and 135 pounds. She has blue eyes, blonde hair, and a tattoo on her foot of Chinese letters that mean success. She was wearing blue shorts and a tank top and sandals. Also missing is her tablet, her cell phone, and a brown Michael Kors bag. If you have any information about Lila's disappearance, you can contact the Pike County Sheriff's Office at 334-566-4347. You can also contact Barbara Hastings, who is the Halos case manager for Lila's case. Her phone number is 662-664-3057. You can also call the Halos tip line and remain anonymous. That number is 803-599-4256. There is currently a $7,500 reward for information in this case. The lack of information has made this case so difficult. I'd like to ask you guys as listeners to help by sharing her story or missing flyer on social media. You never know who is going to hold the key to solving a case. That brings us to the end of episode 72. I'd like to thank Susan and Barbara for taking the time to speak with me, and all of you for listening. If you would like to reach me, I'm on Facebook, there's a page and a discussion group. I'm on Twitter at The Vanished Pod and also Instagram. If you have a missing loved one and would like to have them featured on the show, please go over to thevanishedpodcast.com and there's a case submission form there. I get a lot of messages on social media, and putting all the case submissions in one place really helps me keep things organized. For everyone who has contributed to the show on Patreon or through PayPal, keep an eye on your mail this month. I got something special to send out to everyone as an extra thank you from me. Join me next week. I will be discussing the disappearance of a college student from North Carolina. You guys know that I talk to a ton of people for the show, and I have to say that the members of the police department that you will hear from in next week's episode have been so nice and easy to work with. They've really gone above and beyond what we often see in so many of the cases featured on the show, so you won't want to miss that. Have a great week, everyone.
The biggest thing that we've had a problem with is people will call and say, well, we've seen her here and we've seen her, but none of them actually speak to this person and try to get a vibe about where, if it's her, if it's really her. And we've had so many calls, and then we go check these people out and they're not her. And then there's some that we can't check out because they're already gone, you know, and nowhere to be found. And we just wish that, you know, maybe try to make some kind of contact with her if they think this is her.
It's all a lighthearted nightmare on our podcast, Morbid.
We're your hosts. I'm Alina Urquhart.
And I'm Ash Kelly.
And our show is part true crime, part spooky, and part comedy.
The stories we cover are well-researched.
He claimed and confessed to officially killing up to 28 people.
With a touch of humor.
I'd just like to go ahead and say that if there's no band called Malevolent Deity,
that is pretty great.
A dash of sarcasm and just garnished a bit with a little bit of cursing.
This motherfucker lied.
Like a liar.
Like a liar.
And if you're a weirdo like us and love to cozy up to a creepy tale of the paranormal,
or you love to hop in the Wayback Machine and dissect the details of some of history's most notorious crimes,
you should tune in to our podcast, Morbid.
Follow Morbid on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to episodes early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.